Benny Hinn is not an ECFA member. He wouldn't tell us his annual salary. The 5 years ago, he acknowledged it was then between $500,000 and $1 million a year. And Hinn won't specify how his ministry's money is spent, except to say he doesn't personally benefit from any of it.
Every dollar you give this morning is going to the work of the Lord.
What Benny Hinn does tell his followers is that all of their donations are spent on God's work. For example, the expenses of his TV show and crusades, the salaries of his staff, supporting churches and orphanages around the world, and more importantly...
So everything you give this morning is going for souls. Is going for what?
And many of his faithful, like Carlotta Moore, say they have no doubt that's true.
We're not giving it to Pastor Benedict. We're giving it to the ministry to do the work that Pastor Benedict has been entrusted to do.
But this former Hinn Ministry staff member says he has reason to question Pastor Benny's sincerity.
And Benny was laughing and joking, saying, "Hey guys, watch how much money I make tonight."
For years, Michael Cohen and his wife were church members. He also belonged to Hinn's security detail, traveling the world with him. Cohen recalls an incident after a service at the church where he says Pastor Benny bragged about his financial conquests.
Like one little grandmother one time came up and I think she said, "This is my last $5. And we got back in the green room and he said, "Oh, I got her last $5, guys."
The ministry says that incident never happened. As for his lifestyle, Pastor Benny has explained that some of the perks he's enjoyed, like custom-made suits and expensive cars, have been paid for by his personal income, including the royalties from his many books. While that may be true and legal, it's only part of the story. According to the Trinity Foundation, the biggest customer for Pastor Benny's books is Pastor Benny's own ministry. Trinity says the Hinn ministry buys thousands of the books, for which Hinn apparently collects the royalties. The ministry then offers them for sale at crusades and on its website and gives them away to donors. According to Paul Nelson of ECFA, that kind of business deal is too close for comfort and wouldn't be allowed if Hinn belonged to his organization.
Our standards prohibit the royalty in that case going to the individual. The royalty must go for the benefit of the ministry.
The Hinn ministry also spends a great deal on Pastor Benny's lifestyle when he's on the road. These records show hotel suites for well over $1,000 a night and transatlantic flights on the Concorde at more than $8,000 round trip. That is before Pastor Benny began flying in a multi-million dollar private jet. But Hinn contributor Carlotta Moore says that use of money given to Hinn's church for God's work is just fine with her.
I'm pretty sure NBC's man that owns NBC probably got his own jet and multi-million dollar, probably got houses here, houses there, and this, that, and the other. I believe that the preachers of the gospel, I believe they should live better than even NBC's president.
But Benny Hinn's followers may not know about how all of their donations are spent. For example, there's Hinn's palatial new home, now being built for $3.5 million in this exclusive gated community overlooking the Pacific Ocean. The plans call for more than 6,000 square feet, 7 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms, and a basement garage with enough space for 10 cars. Who's paying for all of that? Not Pastor Benny. That mansion on the Pacific is considered the Hinn ministry's church residence or parsonage, and the ministry is picking up all the expenses for land, construction, even property taxes. The ministry says the house is a good investment, but Paul Nelson of ECFA says Benny Hinn should be concerned about the perception of that house deal. He says the expenditure of millions of dollars of church money on a house for its leader is almost unprecedented.
Are you aware among your membership of any church residence, parsonage, that is worth $3 million?
I'm not aware of that.
Not Billy Graham's
residence?
No. Not Pat Robertson's?
I don't believe so.
However it managed to pay for his house, Benny Hinn's ministry has apparently had problems finishing some other special projects.
This ministry is touching the nations with the gospel of Jesus Christ. In addition, orphanages are being built, the poor being clothed and fed. And
since February of 2001, the Hinn website has been soliciting donations for a new orphanage to be built in this little town outside Mexico City, saying it would be finished soon. But when we checked in Mexico more than a year and a half later, we could find no sign of any construction. But the Hinn website kept promising that construction would be finished in, quote, a few short months. That was news to the local official in charge of construction in the town, who told us the Hinn Ministry hadn't even been issued a building permit yet. What we did find, however, was this sign, curiously not in Spanish, but English, attached to a house the ministry called its temporary orphanage, which appeared to be empty. The Hinn website continued to solicit donations.
This heavenly inspired vision.
And then there was Pastor Benny's most ambitious project, his $25 million healing center to be built in Texas.
And the Lord said to me to build a healing center that people can come to 24 hours a day, any day of the week, and be prayed for and get healed.
That was Benny Hinn raising funds for the project in 1999. But this was Benny Hinn on a Christian telethon a year later.
Many of our wonderful friends have called and said, what's with the healing center? And basically what the Lord has said to me is to wait for his voice.
Hinn announced that God had told him to postpone construction. So he said he was going to spend that money on other things.
I'm putting all the money we have in the ministry to get out there and preach.
According to ECFA's Paul Nelson, that kind of unilateral diversion of funds would be simply unacceptable.
They're creating a backlog of funds, and they're not really released to spend those funds on anything else.
But now, apparently, Pastor Benny has changed his mind again and says the money raised for the healing center is being held in special ministry accounts until the time is right.
The day will come. I'm in no hurry, neither is God. The day will come, I will fulfill that vision.
Catching up with Pastor Benny.
No, just turn it off. Hey, just turn it off.
We seem to be having a bit of a problem with your security detail here.
And now the conclusion to Dateline Undercover, Tales of the Tapes.
Critics have raised questions about the enormous wealth of the Hinn Ministry and the lifestyle of Benny Hinn himself. And now from former insiders, there are other serious allegations about what happened to some of the church money after it hit the collection plate. Once again, Bob McEwen.
Remember Mike Estrella, who was the head usher at Hinn Crusades? He says one night, the ministry's chief executive officer offered him a wad of cash taken from the collection.
How much money?
Thousands.
According to Estrella, the man who took that money from the collection buckets was Pastor Benny's right-hand man, CEO Gene Polino.
I just push it back. One day, he told me these words. He says, Mike, if you follow me and listen to me, I guarantee one thing. You never have to work again.
After that, Mike Estrella says, he began to watch Gene Polino more closely.
One time, Polino says, give me all the hundreds and all the fifties. And I did that. And many of that went to his pocket.
How do you know that?
Because I saw him doing it.
In a telephone interview, Gene Polino, now retired as Hinn's CEO, denied those claims.
So you say all the cash was deposited?
The only thing that wasn't deposited was loose change.
Gene Polino told Dateline he has no problem with Mike Estrella, but that the former Hinn head usher sometimes got confused. But 2 years ago, in a deposition given under oath, Benny Hinn's own brother, Christopher, seen here helping to count Crusade collection money, testified he too saw Gene Polino regularly stuff $50 and $100 bills into a bag. And also testified the CEO told him, don't worry about it. Both Christopher Hinn and Mike Estrella say they don't know if Gene Polino kept the money they described seeing him take.
But Gene Polino told us none of it ever happened, insisting he never took any money from the collections.
You categorically deny that?
Surely.
Polino was never charged with any crime, and the ministry says he did not engage in any wrongdoing while employed by the church. Christopher Hinn and Mike Estrella both say they told Benny Hinn what they saw, and we wanted to ask him about it. Through his lawyers and spokesman, Hinn repeatedly turned down our request for an interview. We finally approached him outside his hotel after a crusade in Buffalo last year.
Pastor Hinn, I'm Bob McEwen from Dateline NBC. Could we have a word with you?
No.
We'd like to arrange an interview. As you know, we've been trying to contact you.
Right now.
Well, we'd be pleased to do it at any time you'd be available in the near future. But as you know, we've been trying to do this for several months now, and we haven't had much luck with you.
No. Hey, gentlemen, please.
We seem to be having a bit of a problem with your security detail here.
I know, I'm sorry about that.